Hello there, this is Mistress Delia with some chastity rules. Now, first, chastity rules shouldn't come from the internet. The internet has certainly, clearly made BDSM and things like chastity play more accessible. No longer do you have to check out advice columns in sketchy magazines you picked up from the adult bookstore, or just rely on luckily finding a cock tease who shares your kink. But with that increase in information can come some folks who think that their way is the only way. Recently, I came across this post by a key-holding wife that laid out the rules for chastity. Some are good, and some I just can't agree with. Let's talk orgasm denial. Her first rule was that denial of orgasm should be used as punishment, fulfillment of orgasm as a reward. Well, I think, as many of you know, that orgasm denial can be used just as standard practice. Jack and many of you never get to come without being edged and denied for a good long while. Just as much as it can be used for punishment, right? And really, if you're in chastity, is denial really a punishment? You are servicing me, showing your devotion, and pleasing your mistress by keeping that cum in your balls. Oh, but don't think orgasm can't be used as punishment, too. Ever been coerced into orgasm after orgasm after orgasm with lots of post-orgasmic torment in between? Oh, tell me that isn't worse than being denied. Now let's talk about masturbation. Her second rule I can't really disagree with. The husband should never, under any circumstance, masturbate unless instructed to do so by his wife. You'll get no argument from me about that. You have given me control of your cock, so I get to decide when it's played with, when it's teased and tormented. I'm enforcing that by locking it up in a chastity cage. How exactly are you going to masturbate with a cage on? There are a few more rules, so check back on my begformistress.com blog and look at all of the posts that deal with the rules of chastity. This is Miss Delia. You can reach me at 800-601-6975.